This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Matt in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
You are next in the hot seat to take on Alyssa, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Your 5 questions today, Matt. There is a special theme to today's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, okay?
All right.
Identify the theme early. It may help you out with the later questions. We'll see. I'm trying something new this morning, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Question number 1, the name of the NCAA basketball tournament that takes place this month.
March Madness.
Question 2, what type of musical group is known to play in parades and at halftime of football games?
Marching band.
Question 3, a song by the Dave Matthews Band that begins, "He wakes up in the morning."
I'm going to say the song's March. I'm not sure.
Question 4, fill in the blank to this song. When the blank go marching in.
When the ants.
Final question. In Shakespeare literature, what is known as the 15th of March?
I don't know.
All right, let's tally you up here. Actually, first, let's get Alyssa back in the studio, and then we'll get you all tallied up.
All right.
Alyssa, will you please come on back to the studio?
Let's see. I have you down for 2 out of 5 today, Matt.
All right.
2 out of 5. Alyssa, meet Matt in Parma.
Oh, good morning, Matt in Parma.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Living the dream.
I was just explaining to Matt there's a special theme today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Okay.
So if you identify the theme early, it may help you with some of the later questions. I don't know.
Do I get a bonus point if I identify it early?
No.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if this is going to help or not because it didn't really help Matt.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see.
Question number 1. The name of the NCAA basketball tournament that takes place this month.
March Madness.
Question 2. What type of musical group is known to play in parades and at halftime of football games?
Marching bands.
A song by the Dave Matthews Band that begins, "He wakes up in the morning."
Yeah, I don't know.
See, if you would have recognized the theme.
I don't know. It's something with March.
Ants marching.
Ants marching. I'm not a Dave Matthews Band girly.
That's like one of their biggest hit songs.
I don't know any of them.
Yeah, me neither.
You worked in alternative radio.
We did not play Dave Matthews Band.
Question 4. Fill in the blank to this song. When the blank go marching in.
Is it the ants?
That's what Matt said.
now you got me thinking about ants marching.
Now, I was thinking about New Orleans, Mardi Gras, when the Saints go marching in, is what we were looking for there.
Oh, I see what you were saying.
Okay. Final question. In Shakespeare literature, what is known as the 15th of March?
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know.
The Ides of March.
I must have been sleeping during that point in 10th grade literature when we were talking about Shakespeare. In fact, I can almost guarantee you I was sleeping because Shakespeare was one of my least favorite sections.
Did you identify the theme of today's questions?
Is it March?
It's March.
It's March, yep.
Yeah. So you went 2 for 5 today, Alyssa. Unfortunately, Matt also went 2 for 5.
Oh, okay. Hey, there we go. Twinsies, Matt.
Those last three questions were just impossible for both of you. So, Matt, thank you so much for listening this morning. Thank you for playing. We are going to set you up with a fantastic prize. I promise you will love it.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it. My name is Matt, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Leah in Streetsboro. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Leah?
I am ready.
Let's go. The name of the show that features a puppy who left paw prints behind to help solve mysteries.
Blue's Clues.
Question 2. The specific color of Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz.
Ruby red.
Question 3. The name of the spacecraft on Star Trek.
Oh, my mother will kill me.
Your mother?
My mother will kill me. She's a Trekkie. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't expect for you to say my mother's a Trekkie. Question number 4. The former lead singer of the 80s band The Police, who won Grammys in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Oh.
You know this.
I do know this. Oh, and he's at the top of my tongue, too. Tommy Lee.
All right, final question. It's a type of seasoning also known as sodium chloride.
Salt.
All right, let's get Alyssa back into the studio here first.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Okay, Leah, you're in good shape. You stumbled on a couple of them there, but you regrouped and you went 3 for 5 today.
Ooh.
3 for 5 is pretty good. Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. This is Leah in Streetsboro.
Oh, good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Here are your questions, Alyssa. The name of the show that features a puppy who left paw prints behind to help solve mysteries?
Clifford. No?
Sorry, that's Blue's Clues.
Oh, crap. I'm already off to a great start.
It's all right. Question two, the specific color of Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz.
The movie or the book?
The movie.
Red.
Yeah,
Ruby.
I'll accept red. Yes,
Ruby
red. Yes, I'll accept it. I was going to accept red anyway. But you're right. Ruby red. You both said ruby red.
I think they were silver in the book, if I'm not mistaken.
You're correct. Question three. The name of the spacecraft on Star Trek. And if you don't get this, Leah's mother's going to be very angry at you.
Oh, man. Voltron. Is that a place?
No, I'm sorry. That would be the Starship Enterprise.
I am so sorry, Leah's mom.
All right. So you have one. And you need three to tie. There's only two questions left.
So Alyssa, I have to get both of them.
You have to get both of these questions.
Okay.
Question four. The former lead singer of the 80s band The Police, who won Grammys in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Wow.
I don't even have a guess.
Are you serious right now?
That's before my time.
It's really not. He was a solo artist after he was in The Police.
I was born in 93.
He had hit songs after 1993. That would be Sting.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll ask you the fifth question just for fun. It's a type of seasoning also known as sodium chloride.
Salt?
Salt is correct.
Okay, there
However,
we go.
That is only your second correct guess. Leah got three. Alyssa got two. Leah wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woohoo!
How about that?
All right.
I did not see it coming. Wow.
What?
Well, Leah, you are starting the week out on a right foot, aren't you?
Yes.
Leah, you have an official Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma, which we're going to send your way, and Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant. Your mother is not going to be disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. My name is Leah, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.